Lost my cool, bounce back, that dirt on my shoes. Right. When you got real power, you can't move.
Get back right, get back right. Yeah, top down, head back. Ride by the hot beast on Fairfax. My boy, now I wanna hear trap. I play Rick James when I'm in traffic. I'm doing this since fifth grade.
Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro Dayton,
and I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Okay, Easy, get ready to laugh. What did the DNA say to the other DNA?
I don't know. What did the DNA say to the other DNA?
Do these jeans make my butt look fat?
Yes. I guess. I'm just gonna jump into this week's next segment, which is Big Word of the Week, which Dayton also has for us.
Big Word of the Week is brought to you by All Type Fence, which is located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's Big Word of the Week is flourish, which is spelled F-L-O-U-R-I-S-H, which means of a person, animal, or other living organism to grow or develop in a healthy or vigorous way, especially as a result of a particularly favorable environment.
Okay. That was... felt like you talked to Webster on that one.
Yep.
So, Dayton, do you think that podcasting helps you flourish?
Yep.
How?
Bro versus bro. Well, learning turns into podcasting.
Yeah. I guess. I'm just gonna charge into this week's next segment, which is this week's famous African-American politician. This week's famous African-American politician is Pinckney Benton Stort Pinchback, or PBS Pinchback. He was a very important person in our history, as he was the first African-American to serve as a state governor. He was also a publisher and a state senator of Louisiana.
And the creator of PBS Kids.
No, that's false. That's not.
Oh.
I knew you were going to say that. He did not create PBS Kids. Jeez. From now on, I'm going to call you Pinchback.
Pinchback. Okay. Pinchback of Notre Dame.
No, okay, what? Oh. We're just going to dance into this week's next segment, which is this week's quote of the week. Wealth is the lever that moves the earth. Said by PBS Pinchback.
PBS Kids Pinchback.
Yes. Yes, that's what he said. Dayton, what does that mean to you?
Okay. Well, money moves the world.
Okay.
I just changed the wording there.
I feel like it means, like, wealth is like... It's like you're in a factory.
No, you're on a seesaw, and money is going up and down.
Okay. Okay, let's just fly into this week's next subject, which is this week's tech fact, which Dayton has for us because he likes tech.
I like tech. Tech fact is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. The founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, was a college dropout. Even worse.
Ooh, so that means that guy who made all your good...
all the good stuff.
Microsoft stuff.
Oh.
And so you dropped out of college. So that, I think that shows you that you should never give up.
Drop out of college and you have a net worth of $80
billion. Is that... okay. okay, I don't know if that's true. Don't listen to Dayton. Now we're just gonna... I don't know. Bounce into this week's next segment.
Gotta be better than that, Easy.
Bounce on a trampoline into this
week's next segment. Oh, yeah, that's good now.
Which is the book recommendation.
Book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. All Summer in a Day by Ray Bradbury. This is a short story. It's like a tiny short story. The story is about a class of students who live on Venus for some odd reason, which in this story is a world of constant rainstorms where the sun is visible for only 1 hour every 7 years. Very interesting.
So is it like on real Venus or is it on a made up Venus?
I don't know. There's an annoying kid named William who's like, oh, you want to wait for the sun, huh? You think it's actually going to come out? Yeah, you want to be a believer.
What?
I want to believe.
Okay.
X-Files.
Okay. I'm just going to slide into this week's next segment, which is this week's Kid Challenge for the week of November 10th to November 17th. Here is a hard one that you better do.
A hardy.
No.
Boys.
For every hour you spend on technology, whatever it is, like your iPad to your
iPhone to the Google Pixel 3 to Steve Jobs dropping out of college.
Steve Jobs and drop out of college is Bill Gates.
Oh!
You should read a book. So for every hour you spend on technology, you have to read. So you know what that means, little Johnny. Every time you're playing your Madden or whatever.
Your Xbox.
You have to, for every hour you spend on that playing with your friends, you have to read about a kid on Venus.
Yep.
So I think that this is a very good goal for kids because if you do this, it'll become habit and you'll learn to read. I mean, you'll get more used to reading.
And video gaming.
No, hopefully not. It could also hopefully reduce the hours of video games.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, one kid will read for longer than he spent on a video game.
Yeah, because maybe Alexa gets the time wrong.
What? Okay. I'm just going to dance to this next segment.
You already did which that is, one.
Okay, let's see. Run? You like run?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to run into this week's next segment, which is the shout-outs for this week. Chrissy at Teddy's Pizza.
Uncle Ed.
Mr. Vince and Miss Loretta.
And Tracy Schoff.
Schoff. And Lisa M. Thank you for being listeners and supporters of our podcast.
Yay!
If you would like to send us in recommendations about anything that we do on the podcast, or you would like to be
a supporter
or a sponsor, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com, and you could get a lot of prizes like
t-shirts, mugs, Fanny Wenny mani packs, man/woman handbags,
and cars. Hot Wheels.
No, they're cars, not Hot Wheels, they're cars.
Okay, and so as we start to wrap up this podcast, we'd like to give a shout out to the people who make us possible. This week, our song was by Zaytoven and Lecrae. This week's song was Get Back Right. And our producer/director, BL Self.
Our key mom/security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey.
Cause what would we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing! And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Bill Gates dropped out of college.
Yeah, that don't help me with my soul when I holler and I'm feeling the pain and I'm dealing with drama. Woo! That's too deep. That's a better fall back. Now, get this work.